siyang kawawa, puti sana kung ang sima kay Cupido mang gagaling. Pag-ibig ang mananaig kung sino mang abutin. Gumising tayong lahat at magpakatotoo na ang sima na lumilipad galing sa kalaban mo. Kalawangin, melaso na rin, matulis at ton kapag tinamaan ka sa ilong. Sabog ang iyong sipon, microphone o ang mic ay hindi rin pinaligtas. Ginagawang kasangkapan upang kanilang mailabas ang galit sa mga kalaban. Sisiraan, ididis mo, murahin sa sabihin, tatay mo ay may galis. Galis, sabihin mo lang mga pangalan ko. Umilag ka, sabay takbo. Pag hinarangan ka ng baseball bat, sibat patungong home base, pilitin mo na lang maka home run. Mag-helmet ka yung full face. Full face the days, parang ninja na may samurai. Nakatakip pa ang muka para di halatang umaaray. Huwag bibigay, huwag ding sa lagi ng braso ang itak. Pag tinamaan ka, huwag mo ring ilalakas ang iyong iyak. Baka sabihan kang duwag, bading walang bayag. Iyong ipinaglalaban dahil lang sa paangasan. Ilan na ba ang mga natigok? Walang timbangan ng buhay, parang pumatay lang ng mga namok. Walang humpay ang mga puto. Kung ayaw mong tamaan ang mga palang ligaw, tili at hiyaw ang mga palatandaan na isa na namang buhay. Tigla na lang na pinatay. Siya lang ang pwede bumawi pagkat siya rin naman ang nagkakarapatan. Ang sinuman maging ang namamahala sa patay ang katulad ito, parang di sila bahala. Sige lang magpatayan kayo. Panalo ang matitira kapag ang natira isa, dalawa, saka na sila bibira. Oh! Magkailang pula, ibaba nyo na para matigil na po ang gulo. Ang gulo, wala sa pulo, wala sa tuto, wala sa mundo. Ang
Just close your eyes and dream and feel it fade away. I won't flow. Everyone knows when the pain fades away. Dreams won't die. Tears in their eyes. You've got to hold. Change your state of mind. Let's try and understand. It's not so hard to see that I am just a man. Time won't flow. Everyone knows. Wait, fades away. Dreams won't die. Tears in our eyes.
Next song,
dahil po nito ay Sayang.
Lagi na makita nakakasama, ewan ko kung bakit mawala ako. Maraming salamat. Thank you very, very much. Nine-nine pasalamatan lahat ng listeners na nagpunta. Thank you very, very much.
Huwag ka na mag-alala, hindi ako in love sa'yo. Bakit ba pakiramdam mo pa yata lahat kami ay naaakit mo? Miss, pakitigil lang please ang iyong pagbabanta siya. Hindi ka na nakakatuwa, papagutin na kita sa gwardyang may patuta. Ay, 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 ay.
Saturday only on 104.6 Planet FM. And magandang hapon po muli sa inyo mga kababayan. Ito po si Cookie at ako po ngayon ay bumabati na naman sa inyo. Ngayong Sabado ay may mga pinatugtog po tayong magagandang awitin tulad ng lagi po nating adikain dito sa Tinig Pinoy. I'll play the good music and you will be the recipient of such good music. Para naman po ang inyong hapon habang kayo ay kumakain ay maging medyo mumaayos naman. ako po ay natutuwa dahil every Saturday po ay meron tayong pagkakataon na magkasama po kahit po ako'y hindi nyo pa talagang na siguro yung iba po naliligtaan na isama ako sa inyong pagkain or isama ako sa inyong mga tahanan. Pero alam ko, sometimes I invade your space. pero dahil lang naman po gusto ko kayong mag-enjoy at mag-relax. Lalong-lalo na po, yung mga pinatutugtog po natin, mga OPM music natin. OPM is Original Filipino Music. So, yung mga OPM natin binibigay sa inyo sa every Saturday na programa dito sa Tinig Pinoy, ay hoping lang po ako na nagdudulot po sa inyo ng isang, you know, parang Pacquiao, no? You know. nakalungkot naman ang Pacquiao kasi ayoko na pong sabihin sana, natalo tayo, ano magagawa natin. Pero bago ko po pag-usapan yung Pacquiao, ay gusto ko nga po sabihin na natutuwa nga po ako dahil ako i-welcome nyo lagi sa inyong mga tahanan. Kung kayo man po ay na kumakain, nasa trabaho, nasa kotse, kung ano man po ang ginagawa, at least nagkakasama tayo. And dahil nandyan po kayo at nandito ako, ay gusto ko lang pong paulit-ulit kong paalala sa inyo, ang Tinig Pinoy po ay bukas para po sa inyo. Kung meron po kayong gusto mga anunsyo, kung meron po kayong gustong i-request, ang numero po natin dito ay 815-8100. And of course, before I forget, I'd like to make special mention to a lady I just met at the Harvey Furnishings. Napakabait po ng lady na ito. Her name is Linda. Hi Linda, how are you doing? I hope you're listening to the program. I just hope that you know, you've tuned in after I gave you that link. And I'm so happy that you know, she's very, very, very accommodating and she's very helpful when I was trying to ask her things like, you know, about curtains and throw pillows and stuff. You know, sometimes it's very hard to decide, especially, you know, if you want everything that you see, diba? Pero this person, Linda, she took the time. She was so efficient. She was just so, you know, the best person I could say who gives a real good customer service. And that's what we actually want. Like, you know, consumers like me, like you, or whoever else, we all wanted one thing, and that is a solid, you know, information that makes our decision making easy. And Linda, I really commend you. I know that you might have a lot of experience already. That's why, you know, the trail. But at the end of the day, I was a very happy shopper. Even, you know, sometimes people would just get in the shops and then they would just ignore you or probably, oh, think about, I just don't want to be bothered because she looks like she's not buying anything. But, yeah, sometimes, you know, even if you're not buying anything, but you meet a person like Linda in a store, I think you would buy the whole place. So I ended up buying and I was really happy about the purchase. So Linda, thank you so much again. And I hope I could recommend and tell people, oh, you just go there. It's very nice. The person there is very good, diba? It's always the word of mouth because that's when you get customers. Word of mouth, and that's when you get a happy experience in a particular store or in a particular, you know, if it's, I don't know, it's a restaurant or whatever, still the same, diba? So that's what I'm trying to say is try and go to people, to places that are really going to help you with what you are asked. At the end of the day, you know, happy shopper, even window shoppers, they really need some sort of, you know, prodding and information and ideas. And I was really happy when I came out of the shop. Thank you again, Linda. And even though, you know, you're not paying the ads for today, I'd like to say kudos to RV Furnishings. And yes, I have a lot of other information to share with you later on in the program. But for now, I'd like to, kasi gusto ko sana pong magbigay ng tip. Pero I thought, I'd give you the weather just before I forget. You know, it has been raining for the past few weeks, few days, and even during the weekends, you cannot really enjoy very good weather. Pero wala pa tayong magagawa. It's already winter, and it's nearing the, you know, the yung talagang kasagsagan po ng winter is July. So July, you try and, you know, wait for the sun. It's not happening. And the weather for today, medyo cloudy, showery, highs of 14, lows of 10. Tomorrow is another cloudy, showery day and temperature range from 11 to 15. And on Monday, it's gonna be still cloudy, 9 to 15. So that's the weather in New Zealand. So we're now going to the weather in the Philippines. Philippines, partly cloudy to cloudy skies with isolated rain showers or thunderstorms will prevail over the rest of the country. Light to moderate winds coming from the southwest to southeast to south over the rest of the country. The coastal waters throughout the archipelago will be slight to moderate. Temperature ranges from 25 to 32. At sa wikang Tagalog, bahagyang maulap hanggang sa maulap na kalangitan na may pulupulong mga pag-ulan o pagkidla at pagkulog ang iiral sa nalalabing bahagi ng bansa. Mahina hanggang sa katamtamang hangin mula sa timog kanluran hanggang sa timog ang iiral sa kanlurang bahagi ng Luzon at ng Kabisayaan at mula naman sa timog Silangan hanggang timog sa nalalabing bahagi ng bansa. Ang mga baybayang dagat sa buong kapuluan ay magiging banayad hanggang sa katamtaman ang pag-alon. Ang tinataya pong antas ng temperatura ay mula 25 hanggang 32 antas ng sentigrado. At yan po ang ating ulat panahon para sa hapon na ito. And yes, like I said, marami pa ho tayong mga magagandang awitin na ihahatid sa inyo. So, umpisahan ko pong muli dito sa isang awitin na tunay naman pong makakapagpagalak sa inyo. Bakit ko naman nasabi yan? Bakit ko naman? Tanungin niyo ako, bakit? Bakit ko naman nasabi yan? Well, siguro lang mag-e-enjoy kayo. Yun ang feeling ko kasi eto pong awitin ng title ay siguro wala sa parokya ni Edgar. So, siguro masisiyahan po kayo. Kaya ibigay ko po sa inyo itong awitin na ito. At kung meron nga po kayong mga gustong marinig na mga iba pang awitin na palagay nyo po ay meron ako, ay gagawin ko naman po talaga. Pag wala po ako, edi maghintay po tayo hanggang sa magagawa natin. Which is no guarantee. Pero I'm sure, sabi ko nga, siguro magugustuhan nyo to. Pakinggan po natin. This is from Parokya. Para po sa inyo lahat, dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM. Na actually, hindi si Parokya to, Randy Santiago. Sorry po. Tao lang. Nagkahaman eh. So, pakinggan nyo po. Si Randy Santiago with Siguro. Dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6.
Oh, From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Dinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information,
OPM hints, and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
Sa mga halam at mga bulaklak, pagmasdan ang dilim, unti-unting bumalot sa buong paligid tuwing umuulan. Kasabay ng ulan, bumubuhos ang iyong ganda, kasabay rin ng hangin kumakanta. Maribang huwag ka na, sa piling ko'y lumisan pa, hanggang ang hangitulay tumila na. Buhos na ulan, aking mundo'y lunuring tuluyan. Tulad ng pag-agos mo, di mapipigil ang puso kong sa tuwa. Tuwing umuulan, nagkapiling ka. Pagmasdan ang ulan, unti-unting tumitila, ikaw rin magpapaalam na. Maribang minsan pa, mahagang at maibig yan pa, sa bibig at ulan lamang ang saksi. Minsan pa ulan, bumuhos ka, huwag nang tumigil pa. Hatid mo may bagyo, dalangin ito ng puso kong sumasamo. Pag-ibig ko'y umaapaw, damdamin ko'y humihiyaw sa tuwa. Feeling
sa iyong isipan. May nakita ka ba na ibang kasiyahan? Nandito lang ako, naghihintay sa'yo na mapansin ang aking damdamin na para lang sa'yo. Sigaw ng puso ko, ikaw na sa isip.
now time for our Balitang Pinoy.
And of course, TP's Balitang Pinoy is brought to you by good friends from Planet Travel. Booking your flight 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And yes, you can also visit the website para po makita niyo yung mga specials. It's www.planettravel.co.nz, or you can call 377-1933, or you can also do a chat online. Pwede na po, meron silang 0800-111-31. And then there's also a physical address. It's 60C Alfriston Road at St. Manoriwa. So, yung mga packages po nila, ay, naku naman po, very, very, very good. Dahil ang bababa po ng presyo, may mga $899 return Manila. Imagine nyo yan. Meron din pong, syempre, depende po yan sa airlines. Meron pong $949, may $1899, may mga Christmas group bookings na po sila. Meron din pong papuntang Cebu, Clark, Manila, na mga Christmas fair na $1799. Kaya naman po, huwag na po kayong magmatagal pa at baka maubos na po yan. Buti po mag-book na kayo earlier, di po ba? And yes, sa mga nabalita, ay ibibigay ko na po sa inyo. Ito po ay tungkol sa yung, syempre, nagkaroon po ng martial law and everything like that. So, President Duterte's martial law declaration that set into motion a bloody campaign to retake a city besieged by terrorists is definitely legal, according to Supreme Court. A majority of 11 of the 15 justices of the High Court voted in regular session to dismiss the three consolidated petitions against Duterte's decision to place entire Mindanao under martial law through Proclamation 216. The proclamation set the stage for the battle to recapture Marawi City from Maute terrorists who are believed to have links to the Middle East-based Islamic State, aiding the Maute militants are Apusayap's bandits led by Isnilon Hapilon. More than 400 have been killed since the start of the siege of the predominantly Muslim city on starting nung 23 of May daw po. And the court dismissed the petitions by a vote of 11 of its members. Three members voted to partially grant the petitions and one member voted to grant the petitions. SE spokesman Chodor T said in a press conference, that's all that he's authorized to announce. Petitioners wanted Proclamation 216 revoked for lack of necessary factual basis, and he said only after all the 15 magistrates have submitted their respective opinions on the case would their opinions be made public. Supreme Court sources said three of the justices believe martial law was justified only in Marawi. Chief Justice Maria Lourdes Sereno, Senior Associate Justice Antonio Carpio, and Alfredo Quigoya. Only Justice Marvick Leonid believed that there was no basis for martial law. The rest upheld Proclamation 216. And of course, they announced the outcome of the voting, although they did not reveal details such as who or how each of the justices had voted. President Duterte slammed those who did not uphold Proclamation 216. Siguro naman, pinag-aralan naman po yan ni Presidente Duterte kasi naman po, eh, lawyer naman po siya, and he is not there to twist the law, but then upheld and observe what is just and right. And kung meron pong mga tumututol o may mga siguron, kasi naman po yung iba, di ba, according lang po dahil ayaw nila or hindi, o ayon sa mga kagustuhan ng karamihan o yung mga, syempre may mga, alam niyo naman po, opposition. Kaya po nagkakaroon ng mga ganitong diskusyon o debate kung bakit nga po nabigyan ang ating presidente na mag-declare ng martial law. Pero kung hindi naman po na-declare ang martial law, baka mas malala pa nga po ang naging situation. Kasi naman po yung Marawi City, it was really torn. And it was, you know, like, re-rebuild na naman po from scratch. And kung hindi naman po siguro din inayos yan at ginawa ng paraan, eh ano naman po mangyayari? Mga tao na lang po talaga ang mag-desisyon na, you know, gawin nila ito, gawin niya yan, walang sumunod sa batas, diba? Yan yung problema, minsan eh, wala na pong marunong mag-observe ng batas. And sad to say, some people, I don't know why, they can actually twist the law. And even dito po sa New Zealand, there are people also who go against the rule. And sometimes, siguro, hindi lang po natin napapansin dahil no one wants to speak up. But minsan po yung pagiging tahimik ay hindi rin po talaga maganda. Mas maganda pong mag-ingay. Minsan talaga pong dapat ilabas natin out in the open kung ano po yung mga kaalingaw-ngawan na nangyayari na hindi po known sa iba, or probably yung iba po ay hindi naman sa, hindi ko sinasabing walang alam, pero I mean, minsan po talaga yung batas ay mahirap pong interpret eh, kung wala pong tutulong sa atin. Kaya naman po sa akin sarili po, minsan nagtatanong po talaga ako. Yun po importante, magtanong ka para malaman mo kung ano yung tama at mali. Lalo na kung hindi ka, you know, yung ikaw, hindi ikaw yung talagang authority. So you have to find the proper authority and find out the real score. And then you can't go wrong. Kasi sabi ko nga, kapag kaya nag-akala-akala, nagmamarunong ka, minsan yun doon ka namamali. Kaya naman po, eto po, pangalawang pag-uulat tayo. Kabuuang 3.767 trillion pesos ang panukalang pambansang budget draw po para sa taong 2018. Sinabi po ito ni Presidential Spokesman Ernesto Abella. Ito ang ipinresinta ni Budget Secretary Benjamin Diokno sa kabinete ng kanilang during sa meeting po nila. Ayon kay Abella, mas malaki daw ito ng 12.4% or 0.4 hindi ko alam yung point eh, 12.4% kumpara po sa kasalukuyang budget ngayong taon na nagkakalaga lang po ng 3.35 trillion pesos. Nangunguna pa rin ang Department of Education sa mga pinakamataas na budget na sinanda ng Department of Public Works and Highways, Department of Interior and Local Government, Department of Health, Department of Social Welfare and Development, Department of Agriculture, Autonomous Region in the Muslim Mindanao or ARM, at ang Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Pinigyan din ni Abella na ang panukalang 218 budget ay kinapapalooban po ng pondo na gagamitin sa mga proyekto sa ilalim ng Dutertenomics. Inaasahang isusumiti ito ni Pangulong Duterte sa Kamara sa ikalawang sona nito sa ika-24 po ng Hulyo sa joint session po ng Kamara at Senado. Ayan, so meron pang mga budget po na ginagawa, no? And malaki-laki na nga po ito para sa, I don't know kung ano pa mga kailangan i-fund priority. Pero yun nga, yung Marawi po ang unang-unang siyempre sigurong bibigyan ng pansin. Dahil nga po sabi ko, this talagang na-devastate din po ang lugar na yun. At sa business news naman po, the increase in consumer prices slowed down before the 3% level in June as the National Economic Development Authority expects the moderate uptick registered the first 6 months to continue for the rest of the year. The Philippine Statistics Authority reported on Wednesday that inflation weakened to 2.8% in June, the slowest increase in the 5 months from 3.1% in the previous month, but higher than 1.9% rate registered a year before. Actual inflation in May is lower than market expectations of 3% and within the government's target of 2% to 4%. Year-to-date average inflation settled at 3.1%. BSP Governor Nestor A. Espinila Jr. said lower than expected inflation was welcome news but not unexpected. The further deceleration in inflation in June is in line with their forecast, and the lower inflation is partly driven by lower fuel prices and power rates. The validation gave them space to carefully consider policy options with respect to fine-tuning deployment of monetary instruments to further the market-based development of the domestic financial market. Core inflation, which which excludes select volatile food and energy prices, also eased to 2.6% in June from 2.9%, reflecting the general price stability across goods and services. Slower price adjustments in both food and non-food commodities contributed to the easing of inflation during the month. For food and non-alcoholic beverages, inflation slowed to 3.5% in June from 3.8% the previous month. Likewise, non-food inflation slowed to 2% in June of 2017 from 2% in May. And meanwhile, ang ating pong peso US dollars is currently around 50.40. Yan po ang mga usual rate ngayon ng US dollar to peso. And ang New Zealand currency is about 35.60, 35.50. And you can check the internet for the exact. Sometimes naman po, hindi naman po sakto. Basta pumunta kayo ng bank or magpapapalit kayo or something. It's just about in the lines of 35. Ayan. So, tapos na po ang ating mga pag-uulat. So, meron po chika after a few reminders ng ating mga sponsors.
Alam mo bang usap-usapan sa Auckland at sa ibang sulok ng New Zealand ang JM Butchery?
Bakit daw?
Dahil sa JM Butchery, bukod sa laging presko ang paninda nilang karne, napakamura pa ng kanilang presyo.
Ganun ba?
Kompleto ang paninda nila. May baka, baboy, manok at iba pa. Licensed butcher din si Joel ng JM Butchery. Kaya't sigurado kang masarap ang kanilang longganisa, tosino at tapa. Kaya, punta na tayo sa 3 Bar 15 Manoroa Road na kanini.
Meron bang barbecue doon?
Pwede naman mag-call to order sa JM Butchery. Tawagan lang si Joel at Mena sa 299-3179.
Tayo na sa JM Butchery. JM Butchery, usap-usapan ng bayan, talagang number one!
Padala ng balikbayan box?
Kakaba-kaba-kaba sa iyong box na padala?
Mag-Transfix ka na! Sigurado at maaasahan. May monthly shipment pa sila.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure para hindi ka na kakaba-kaba sa box na padala.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
It's now time for our Pinoy Showbiz.
And of course, huwag niyong kalimutan tumawag po sa Transfix at 570-8981 or 570-8986. Kung kayo po ay magpapadala ng mga boxes, alam niyo, ano na po ah, kalahati na po ng taon. So dapat na pong mag-isip-isip kayo ng mga plano para kung ano pong papadala niyo. And of course, it's the better kung early po kayo nagpaplano yan kung paano nyo papadala. Kasi nga, minsan sasabihin, ay, hindi umabot sa Pasko. Ay, na-delay yung box ko. Pero minsan po kasi, kailangan nyo talagang planuin. So, tawag na po kayo sa Transfix. And yes, ito na po yung mga chika. Ang bonggang-bonggang role daw po ng komedyanteng si Empoy Marquez sa pelikulang Kita Kita. Katambal niya si Alessandra De Rossi sa pelikulang Kinunan Paraw sa Sapporo, Japan. Super feel good daw ang kilig ang movie na ito na malapit na po ang showing at tungkol daw po ito sa dalawang tao nagka-inlaban na hindi nagkakakitaan. Paano kaya nagka-inlaban na hindi nagkakakitaan? Kaya pala siguro inlove na inlove kasi hindi niya pa nakikita. Anyway, tinalbogan daw po ni Empoy ang ibang komedyante ha. Nadalas nilang dalawa ni Alessandra ang kabuuan ng Kita-Kita na graded A ng Cinema Evaluation Board. Idinarek po ito ni Sigrid Andrea P. Bernardo at isa si Piolo Pascual, ang isa sa mga producer. Aba, oo nga naman. Si Bernardo raw po ang nasa likod ng mga pelikulang Ang Huling Cha-Cha ni Anita and Lorna. Sana isa nila, isinali na lang daw po nila sa pista ng pelikulang Pilipino o PPP ang Kita-Kita na gaganapin na po sa Agosto. Anyway, hindi pa nakasali, so next time na lang. Tsaka hindi ko kilala si Empoy, pero hoping na prosper naman silang dalawa ni Alessandra para may iba naman yung dating, di ba? Maganda naman siguro yan, movie na yan. Kahit alam niyo naman, mga tao mahilig lang sa kilig movies. And yes, tidbits.
Natuwa raw po ang fans ni Dennis Trillo at Janeline Mercado nang makita silang nanonood ng Turok Avatar ng Cirque du Soleil sa MOA last July 2nd. Eh, kasama ng dalawa ang kani-kanilang pang ticket na ipinos ni Dennis ay may halagang 4,000 4,421 sa lower box. Na ikwento nga ng isa sa nasa audience, nakita niyang maalaga si Dennis kay Alex Jez na anak ni Janeline. Kasama naman ni Dennis anak niyang si Calix. At least kahit parehong busy sa taping si na Dennis dahil meron siyang Mulawin versus Ravina at si Janeline My Love from the Star, may time pa rin silang mag-bonding-bonding kasama yung kani-kaninang families. Inaabangan na pala ng viewers ng MVR or ang Mulawin versus Ravina ang unang sagupuan nila Gabriel na pinaganap po ni ginagampanan po ni Dennis at Almiro na ginagampanan po ni Derek Monasterio. Ngayon, isa na ring taong ibon ang huli which is si Derek nga po. Pagandahan din ng pakpak ng dalawa at pagalingan ng aerial fight scene. Everything is actually not impossible anymore kasi nga po sa, you know, computer graphics na po lahat. And yes, sa music, ito ay kakaibang music kasi ang sweet naman daw po ng message ng mother ni Inigo Pascual kasi may kasamang picture na magkayakap sina Inigo at ang amang si Piolo Pascual at ang sabi ng mother ni Inigo, don't really post pictures of them but after they talk time, which is hinasabi ng nanay ni Inigo, ni Colette kasi ang tawag niya kay Inigo. Colette told him how I appreciate his father for being there not to perform with him but just be a dad. The mom said they're both thankful he's there from the start to end. Nabawasan yung kaba ng mag-inang knowing his dad na andun din. So nung feeling daw niya kompleto siya, naalis siya sa worry at salamat daw. Thank you Inigo for making us proud parents. Lagi galing mo anak. Stay grounded. Yun ang sabi ni mother ni Inigo. Whoever she is, I haven't seen her. And I don't know why she didn't. Well, di ko alam kung ba't di sila nagtagumpay ni Piolo. Pero ang kalungkati niya, another story po yan. So yan, kabuuan na po ng ating mga chika for this afternoon. Hoping that you have enjoyed ang mga chika na to. And meron pa hong mga latest na mga songs.
Latest songs? Hindi.
Hindi po latest, kundi later songs. Kasi mamaya ako papapatutugin. So, eto na po ang mga konti pong patalastas.
Tinig Pinoy ito. Cinco until alas dos ito every Sabado ibang tinig Pinoy
may balitang Pinoy
showbiz chika at music biz pa
so join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
And the first song coming up, our first song for after showbiz, syempre, is Llanos Chinelas ni Mangulas. Para po sa inyong lahat, dito na po sa Tinig Pinoy ang Planet FM 104.6.
Kaya makulat, mabili ka ng chinelas. Kulat,
ako.
Until out of the blue,
come out and play. Pinataguan na nga, palito absent ang sabi pa rin. I'll always have a friend that you can depend on. Di kailangan na mag-on, parang talong at mag-on. This guy's in love with you, pare. This guy's in love.
Happy, happy birthday po sa mga nagdiriwang ng kanilang kaarawan. At sana po ay yung mga nag-birthday ay naging masaya. Unang-una na po, binabati natin ang ating kaibigan na nag-birthday po nung 28, si Dr. O. Nung 29, si Bing Mendoza, belated sa inyo. At si Owel Kosho na ating inaalala pa rin po sa Facebook. Nagkaroon din po siya siyempre ng karawan. At we recognize ng ating good friend ay now in a safe place and a very, very, very happy place. And we'd like to say also advance. Ay, hindi. May mga advance actually na birthdays. Pero may mga panahon pa naman tayo magbati. Pero babatiin natin, unang-una, advance happy birthday kay Bro Nolly Magbag to Tita Remy. Belated happy birthday sa'yo, pero advance sa party mo. And, syempre, si good friend natin, Joy Sosais. She's celebrating her birthday tomorrow! Woohoo! And may you have more birthdays to come, my friend. And maraming salamat sa iyong gift of life. At tayo natutuwa for you, for all your accomplishments. Congratulations sa pag-graduate mo, top of the class. Wow! Galing. And of course, we're very happy for your achievements. And may God continue to bless you and keep you. So, I actually have a few minutes to go. Kaya po, ito ay sama na rin po ang aking pagpapaalam para po sa inyo lahat. Para naman po tuloy-tuloy na yung music pag pinlay ko later on. Pero yeah, yung mga magbe-birthday po today, happy happy birthday po sa inyo. At mag-enjoy po kayo. Don't drink and drive, just drink and drink. And yes, sa next Saturday po, same time, same dial, dito po ang inyong Tinig Pinoy sa Planet FM 104.6. And ang aking pong song na ibibigay sa inyo talks about rain. And basta maganda po ito kasi ang umawit po nito ay si Mr. Jose Marie Chan. Kaya naman po natutuwa ako dahil pag narinig po natin to, parang flashback ba? Alam niyo yun, yung sarap ng feeling na iisip ko, uy, ito yung panahon na ganito, ay yung panahon na ganyan, naririnig ko to, diba? Ganun po yung reflections ng mga song pag naririnig natin. Kaya, at po kayo lahat, maraming pong salamat sa isang oras at kalahati na namang ibinahagi niyo po dito sa Tinig Pinoy. Ito po ang huli kong awit para sa inyong lahat, ang song ni Mr. Jose Marie Chan. This is called Refrain. Pakinggan niyo po. Paalam na po. Salamat po. Magandang hapon sa inyo lahat. God bless you all. Cookie signing off.
I look out and I see the rain as it falls on my window pane, and the music that's in my heart is a sad refrain. Endless traffic of sounds and sights, amidst the glitter of neon lights, still the music that's in my heart is the same sad refrain. Memories of you follow everywhere I go, down the high and valleys of my days. Music of your laughter fills my never-ending streams of faces come and go, million different people all around. Know you're searching for, I'll never find you there, for you are far beyond compare. Take a jet to a highway from the humdrum of every day, yet the music that's in my heart is the same sad refrain. Memories of you follow everywhere I go, down the high and valleys of my never-ending streams of faces come and go, million different people all around. Though you're searching for, I'll never find you there, for you are far beyond compare.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information,
OPM hits, and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.